You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good morning, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Etienne. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I would say the first question is to ask you about your motivation as an educator to continue to return four times in 6 years to Israel.
Well, other than being a very beautiful, beautiful country, the promised land, I think when you've got a people group that's won the greatest number of Nobel Prize winners, and I think you know in 2015 they had the greatest number of startups, I think Australia needs to pay attention to what's going on there. And I think two things have emerged for me. One is that they are very, very passionate about preparing for the future. They've got a very futures orientation to their whole education system. And I think the problem for us in Australia is we're very testing oriented. So we look at testing, all of our curriculum's based on testing. So the benchmark is quite low, whereas the aspiration for Israeli is to change the world, to solve the world's problems. So I think that in the first instance. The second thing, Etan, for me, as you know, I work a lot in Christian education. And something that strikes me is that the Israel nation is concerned about the character of its generations. So it's not about do they know this knowledge, do they know that knowledge. They want to develop people with strong character, with virtues. I mean, you see that in their system, their army system. They're developing character, and that's a very, very big picture approach to education.
And you know, you're talking about the future, but let's speak about what can be learned from a country, from Israel, with such a long history and the connection to Christianity, and in a way, back to your motivation to go to Israel six times.
Well, thank you for asking that. Look, Israel is an ancient land with a history that's intentionally being passed on. So as I sat in classrooms, as I sat in higher education, universities, I saw the message of the history being passed on. And do you know what that gives all the students? A sense of identity, strong sense of identity. And I think this is a big piece of the puzzle that Australia needs to pay attention to. We're busy saying you can become this, you can become that, and identity is very fluid, whereas you've got Israel right down to the subject level. The teachers are all intentional. It's like they've all signed up to the same thing. We are strongly minded about Israel's identity. You think of how many people come back to Israel, come back to the nation, and go out from the nation. So this identity is something that I think Israel should be very proud of.
You know, thinking about Israel continues to value its religious practices, even with secular Jews. Also the freedom of choice, also the multicultural society in the state of Israel. President Rivlin is speaking about the four and the five tribes, speaking about the secular Jews who lives in Israel, about the national Jews, those with the knitted kippahs, the ultra-Orthodox, the Arab sector, and now even he speaks about the Israelis who live outside Israel is the fifth tribe, and of course the Jewish people who live outside Israel. Do you think this is of any relevance?
Look, one of the challenges is, and I remember someone saying when we sat around the Knesset, there's 12 tribes of Israel, there's going to be at least 12 different opinions. But that's actually a gift to Israel. And I think some of the practices that we have in our Western democracy can be quite binary. So we have a very combative parliament. We have a very debating you know, are you for, are you against mindset? But the Israeli, to me, and this is my reflection, but I see it in the classroom, there's different points of view that are tolerated. So when the teacher sits in front of the class, there's this rabbinic practice. It's wonderful to watch, Etan. So you have the teacher expecting the student to ask them. So there's this two-way, backwards and forwards, and then the turning to another child. What would you think? And I saw the most, I even observed Jewish schools here in Australia, captivated by how they teach. And I said to one teacher, oh, are you a bit worried about all this noise in the classroom? And he said, how will I know what the children are thinking? So it's this capacity, this yearning to understand, where are you coming from? I think we can learn so much from.
What I would like to speak with you is about the Israeli classrooms. We hear a lot about, and you mentioned it before, children are teaching teachers, in a way. Students are teaching teachers. So is there anything about how the classroom runs that Australian schools can learn from? Did you see any examples of best practice in the schools in Israel during your visit?
Oh, I certainly did. It's hard to select one. Something that strikes me, however, is that in your whole religious practice is the learning of the Torah. So it's something that every child, regardless of whether they're religious or secular, looks forward to their bar mitzvah. So in that, there's a whole lot of rote learning. And in Australia, we're a bit ambivalent about forcing children to learn. But, you know, there's a sense of empowerment that comes in having the confidence of knowing your background as it's enshrined in the Torah. So I think in the first instance, that's very, very powerful. The other thing is that in a lot of the schools that I've seen, they learn Yiddish, they learn to read Hebrew. So now you've got languages, different languages. Students are often navigating English, Hebrew. So what we understand about language learning is the more languages that you can think in, the higher your level of thinking, the more lateral you can be in your thinking. So if we're talking about, for the digital age, raising a generation of creative thinkers, problem solvers, can you see you've already got enshrined in your teaching practices some very important ways of wiring the brain so that they are predisposed to different points of view, lateral thinking. One class, however, that struck out, in fact, he's just won an award. His name's Davir Zmiri, and he left Israel, Etan, and went down to a group of Bedouins that the education department had set up the school down in the Negev. I mean, it's a really challenging environment, and these families are incredibly poor and socioeconomically, you know, very, very challenged. And he looks at the students and says to them, you know, your parents didn't choose this for you. They didn't dream this future for you. You can be the change makers for your generation. Oh. Now, he's won an award that the students have hit the charts. They're over 85%. Now, when he pre-tested them, that they were below any standard. In fact, they were sort of off the charts. Now, in the 5 years that he's had them, those students are in the top 5%. Now, what is he doing there, Etan? He's changing the story. And Israel knows that. Israel knows a story of hope. Now, you think about the circumstances that Israel people have been through, and yet they understand. They're not looking to others to solve their problem. They are looking within to solve the problem. And this sense of responsibility, this sense of autonomy, is something that we need to have captivated in our Australian schools.
Creating a second startup nation in Australia, in a way, what you provide me is, in a way, a pace to think that the children or the students in Australia are no different than the Israeli students if we will have a way to change mentality of thinking and keeps them on the way to innovation. You see more and more kids are going after school to classes how to be entrepreneurs, how to be innovators, and less to play sport, to play the music. And I would like to ask you if you see, for example, anything being done in the higher education and post-school age group. Very important to hear. What do you think we should do now, quickly as possible, to change the pace, as you say, the way it goes in Israel?
Look, one of the most, it's difficult to pick, and most of the best practice examples are well grafted into the community. So I saw a group with kids with disabilities in a remote part just south of Jerusalem, and the whole community bought into the education of those kids. Another example which you introduced me to was Archer Bar in Yellow Submarine, but that's sort of on the back of what they're doing at First Station. See, once again, it's an example at First Station where you've got JVP, which is the wonderful innovation centre. You've got a creative arts precinct. It's sitting there in the middle of retail. It's sitting there in the middle of shopping, restaurants. And this is where Australia needs to take its first step. It needs to break outside of the walls of the classroom. That's the first step, amazing, to look and see what the community can do for them and what they can do in the community.
So Israel can provide support to Australian progress of education. And the last and not least question is, how do you see a future collaboration between Israeli and Australian educators? Would you recommend the government to create a forum, at least, of some senior consultants like yourself to put together the future of digital age education for Australia?
Look, that suggestion really excites me. We've got amazing people in Israel, and as you know, I took a delegation this year of educators, school principals, and they said this is so stimulating. Now, it's not one size fits all. I don't think we're coming up with a formula here, but there's lots of examples, and I think to have those Israeli people come back to Australia and vice versa, have Australians going there, so we've got this exchange of people, like-minded people wanting to make a difference. In the end, we want kids to thrive in the 21st century. We don't want them to be dominated and oppressed by what's going on in the world.
I would like to say thank you to Associate Professor Jenny Bickmore Brand, I would say an innovation expert in education, in fact on her own right, and I look forward to hear from you. It looks amazing, your thoughts, and let's do something together with Israel for the better future of Australian students. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. sbs.com.au